Begin the current top and sept above Basa Daf Yud Ches. Begin my base. Begin the test master. Begin the words of the Gemara, which really belongs to Amud Aleph. The Glugli Chardul. So Perush Karan Drashi explains what does that mean. It means Perach. It means the blossoms. But Aruch Perush, he explains, is the Garin. It's the seeds. So it's Teisa V'Tavai Ein Eliri. Both those interpretations the Ri doesn't like because they're Kamer Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan said that the Devarim L'Chardul Loi Maski. That the bees don't harm the mustard. Ibe ben tzavuchulu, ibe tarif avuchulu. So mashma, delay pirish reb yesi bidvarav mahin mazikin. Sounds like bees did not explain what they damage. Not the seed, not the blossom. Lakachoy mistapkin, therefore they weren't short. Ibe ben tzavuchulu. So how could you explain that that's what legluge chardel is? So b'nir l'ri, appears to read, the legluge actually heim anofim. They're actually the branches. Actually, Pirush Reb Yisi Mahi Mazikis, and you're right. The reason not explaining now what they're damaging. Like Kachamali Rabbanan, that's what Rabban said. Even Ben Tzavuchulu. Then says Tzimikamokam. But at the end of the day, when Harin Mazikin Lachardel, that they are harming the mustard plant Sheikh Laparochim, where they're going to eat the blossoms. The Yeshlam Tzimik could say is Laparochim Ein Kim Maat. It's only a little bit. But Yom Yomayim Sheyamdu In Yechayin Lahazik. It's for a day or two, that's they can't really damage it, and therefore that's not considered as damage. Next is Masla to begin with the words of the Gemara. Viloisa mechikam shkachasla. Now, Pirushri. Bishleim la baya. I mean, we understand according to that baya doma that he says, samich, that you could do it nearby if that entity is not there yet. So, as a Shabbat, it makes sense. The Mayrisha samach bal devarim techila. Okay, it's talking about that the owner of the bees put it there first. Now, although at this point the Gemara understands that Devarim Nami Maske L'Chardel, that the bees also damage the mustard, L'Kulam according to everyone, Mekamokam Sarabban, the Rabban hold, Zalam Mazik Shani, on the second damage, or the Hindu Baal Chardel, that which is the owner of the mustard, L'Harchik Eskal Archaka, well, that's his responsibility to distance the whole distance, Kamagabi Baller, like we find by a pit, Tim Samacharishan Ala Meitzer, that if the first guy did it by the boundary, Hashem Yimarchu Kol Shishat Tvachim. The second guy has to distance the whole six Tvachim. Basis how he holds Kiv in the Devarim Maski. Well, the Gemara says Nami Maski, since the bees are also causing damage of the Chardel, Basik Tzach Lek Hagen, and they also did a little inappropriate Shasamach Alamitzar, where they put it by the boundary. Says that Osad L'Seif L'Zorei Chardel, where this guy's going to end plant his mustard seed. So Abba Bedin. So though you're right, halachically can't stop him from that, not to do it at the boundary. Still a little inappropriate he did, and the owner of the mustard seed could plant it near the boundary, because it's not comparable to a pit. Because he's softening his ground, the mazik shouldn't be a damage because the barish arishin, and the second guy's gonna be damaging with his hands the wall of the first guy's pit. Yeah, lekach l'shein l'harchik kol harchaka. That's why they always say that the second guy has to distance all the distance. Will also be here light, but not that would not be the case over here. That's the thing Martin says according to Abai. But the question is a little bit according to Rabba, Dama, that he says loy samach that you can't do it nearby even if the other entity is not there yet. Heich mishkach aslam. How do you have this halacha, the Baal Chardel Yachrik al Archaka, that the owner of the mustard plant has to distance all the distance the Rabban, according to the Rabbanan? And the Rabbi Yisi lo Yachrik klal, according to Rabbi Yisi, to distance at all. Because the Kivin, the Tevai Maske Adadi, since both are damaging each other, each one of them should have to distance half the distance. But Philos Samach Baal Devarim Tchila, and even if the owner of the bees went and did it nearby first, you should remove them. Since according to Rabbi, that's totally against Allah. So our Papa explains Blekeach Tuma by a buyer. Shazara Chardel that planted the mustard seed, meaning a guy planted his mustard seed, and he sold half of his field. Blekeach him at the buyer, and the buyer is putting bees there. So if Shabri Rabban, the Rabban hold the masik, like the Gemara comes out, the Devarim lamaske l'chard, let the bees are not damaging the mustard plant, but lamasik l'harchik zatzmai, and the damager, who is specifically the mustard, has to distance himself, and apish esamach beheter, because he was the owner who had originally planted the the mustard seed, still, he's the mazik. He has to distance himself. Now, avagav the gabi ilon. Now, even though regarding a tree, kishasamcha behetur, that when you put it near the boundary, permissibly, amri, we say, the lo yakut, you don't have to chop it down. Yeah, hanamili ilon. That was said by a tree, sha'asu lamet shonim rabbis, that's supposed to last many years. Vicky have some rubin, that would be a great loss. Of a mishre, krishin, bechardal, but regarding these cases over here of the pool, of the flags pool, and the mustard seed, like that would not, that leniency would not apply. Because that's how we say later on the chafeim abeis gabi ilon regarding a tree. Ima bar kadam, if the pit was there for his kites is nice and dumb, so he chops it down and gives the money. Avagav the samach ilonoi beiser, even though he had planted his tree there prohibitively, whereas b'shar dvarim on the samach beiser, whereas regarding other things which you if you did it nearby without transgression in their shit in a dumb, that doesn't seem that you would have to compensate. El time, rather, the reason over there by the tree is because the left some ruba chashu for a huge loss they were concerned. Now, Rabbi Yisi said this holds on the Rabbanah. Rabbi Yisi holds the devarim maski lechardel. No, not true. The bees do damage the mustard. So, bal devarim laharcha kalachaka, and therefore the owner of the bees have to distance the whole distance. Why? Given the bachardel lost the kolosh like because the guy who planted the mustard, he didn't do anything inappropriate. And Mishumachi Nami Leboy Lokmi, and that also explains also why the Gemara didn't want to explain Keshasamach Baldvarim Tchila, when the owner of the bees put it by the boundary first, Ublikech, and with a buyer. And then Maloy Tzarch Litcha Beloim, and then we wouldn't have to be pushing it to say, oh, the Rabbanah, according to Rabbanah, Alamazuk Laharkrik, still, it's the damager who has to distance himself up Yishas Bet, even though really he did permissibly. Masha'inei Gabi Ilan Ubar, which is not the case by the case of the tree and the pit, which this is that, it's a doichik what the Gemara says. And again, Litzach Lemmy, also you wouldn't have to say, the bees are not causing damage to the mustard plant, or Polgar Abisi, and that they have to disagree with Abisi. No, because Mkain, if that would be the case, given the Baal Devarim Samach Behetur, since the owner of the bees put it by the boundary permissible, blah, such like, and they didn't do anything inappropriate. The Rambisi would not have permitted Labal Chardel Lismoich for the owner of the mustard to do it at the edge. So that explains it, why the Gemara doesn't say this approach. Then it says, you're going to say, Nuki Plikitai, why don't you explain their machlekes, but loy lekech, without a buyer, that the Rabbanah Kod Rabbanah did Varm Lamaskil Chardel, that the bees don't damage the mustard. Tzorch Bal Chardel Lahasr, Ulaharche Kalarchaka. So the owner, the mustard has to remove himself and distance the whole distance, even though he put it there first. Even the Tevayim Maskeyatot, they sent both damage each other. No, the one with the mustard does not have to distance the whole distance. Only half. We could say is, no, the word that it says Rabbi Yisi permits by mustard sounds like the Mata Legamilis. It permits totally to be Samech. Not only like half. Yach, if that's the case, my time the Rabbanon, what's the reason of the Rabbanon? Kivin behetu nismuchu mishra accretion, since permissibly you had the flax and the leek over there, lomet sarach l'archikon, so then why would you have to distance the kishaboy yarek b'tzalem when the guy brings the vegetables and the onions? Because kon chardel, all the more so the mustard, lomer chiku, why would they distance the kishaboy divine when the bees come? Kivin shigam hei maskim, since those are damaging. Because the Sogadet, the Gemara assumed the Devarim Nami Maskel Chardel Kulama, that the bees damaged the mustard according to everyone. But moreover, my time at the Rabbi Yisi, what's the reason Rabbi Yisi did like Polygil Bechardel that he only, it doesn't disagree with by the mustard, Mishum, the Devarim Nami Maskel Chardel, and because by the bees it also damages the mustard. I feel a Mishum Yarek, even by the flagpole and the vegetables, Kim Shnasa Mishum Beheter, since it was made permissible, Yisach Laharchika, should not have to distance it, kamoi gabi ilan bar, like by the tree and the pit. On this question, as we were just explaining the Gemara's question, for which is from the words on ihachi and onwards, ma'itam d'rabban. This was the Gemara's question, since he did it permissibly. So machani ravin, the ravin answered loy lamelikeh. The truth of the tumah the buyer, because of rabban, but behold, alamazik laharchik esatzma. It's on the damage to distance himself. Apishas even though he did it permissibly. Therefore, Abal Achar de Laharchik. Therefore, the owner of the must has to distance through Hizik, where or the Girsa Shu Mazik, where he's the damager. Partly, my ass, given the Shemina Minos of the Rabina. Since we understand from the teaching of Rabbeinu Shadibayim and the Maskel Chardel that the bees are not damaging the mustard plant, that's why the rabbis made the distancing and the owner of the mustard plant. So the Machal difference is Rabbi Yossi is over there, Rabbi Yossi holds Allah Nizgal Harchak is Atzmai, that the victim has to distance himself from the Sharis Michas Chardel from the fact that he lets the mustard seed to be nearby, although he's damaging, but like Nizik and if that's the case, I feel a mishva yerik nami. So then the flags pull on the vegetable also, which would then have a matzi like Shuri says. The truth is that the Gemara could have also asked that the bebraisa behedya mashma, that in the bebraisa explicitly sounds like shadavarim maskinam lechardal, that the bees are also damaging the mustard plant. The Ketoni, because we learned v'oichlis like lugli chardili, that they're eating my like lugli of the chardal. El nichle el minket kusha. But the Gemara preferred to say the question that Philim Mishra b'Yerik Nami, that even the flagpole and the vegetable also Mishra Nischol Kvar like Shuri, because the Gemara already started to ask from there also. Next Tais Masla to begin with the words. The question is what the order of where this Tais belongs. But next Tais Masla begin with the words Gemara Mechlal. The inference is the Sovab Yisi. The Yisi holds on Nischol Harachu B'Chulu, that it's on the victim to distance himself. So says Tais is Tzarich Lema L'Pirish Zeh. But you have to say. Is according to what the Gemara is saying, does that make sure that the questioner was not that one shehiksha betchila that originally asked the ilay samoch, and if he didn't put it at the boundary, how do you have that case? Because dola d'day, according to that questioner, habenichle labaya, the Gemara understood according to Abaya, the masamach. That says that you're allowed to, meaning really some of the question was on Rabbi. And if you can't be Samach, in Mishkachas law, the Gemara understood, according to Abaye, that says that you could do it nearby, by the boundary. How to explain the Machlikas Chacham and Rabbi Yisi. Lavakosha le midi, and it didn't bother him at all. So what you have to say is Shamak Sharishin, that yeah, the first question of Yodah Shaper Hamaskana. He knew the Gemara's conclusion. The Dvarim Lechardel, Lemaski the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan hold that the bees don't harm the mustard plant. But Maksha is it. But this questioner, Loyoda, did not know this perfect. So Lachi Parach is the difference asking Mechlal, the mitzvahs of Rabbi Yisrael Chulu, etc. Rikshani asked, Kim the Rabbanan, the Chashabal, the Barim, Nizik, Bale Mazik. Since according to Rabbanan, the owner of the bees are considered the victim and not the Mazik. Shematzvich Lamal Chard Laharchik, that it requires the owner of the mustard to distance. Av Agav Shehem, Mazik and Lechardel, even though they're harming the mustard plant, Mekamakam, however, keeping the Samach Beheter, since they did it permissibly by the boundary, Lechoshem Mazik, they're not considered as a Mazik, quote unquote. But Balchardel Harchik, and it should be on the owner of the mustard to distance. Again, if that's the case, Gamler Abyesi Choshem Nizik, so Karni Abyesi also considered Nizik. Rafalachim Motalism, I can still allow to put it by the boundary, Balchardel, to the owner of the mustard. And again, if that's the case, Abri holds Alan Nizik Lacharchik Zazmai, so I'm the victim to distance himself. If that's the case, then also the flagpole and the vegetable also, Namikin should be the same. The Svarak is not logical to Rabbi Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yisrael, Chashabal, the Vayrim, Mazik, he considers the owner of the Be'ezah, Mazik, Apish, Samba Heter, even though he put it at the boundary permissibly, Mishim Shasik, it's like he did a little bit inappropriately. Well, the Rabban less Luhai Svarak, and the Rabban don't hold that logic. The Svarak Kalal, because there's no logic at all, the Lefleginu, Bahachi, to make such a differentiation. Shan the Gemara answers, La'ilam BBC, truth is on BBC, Allah Mazik's really holds as the Mazik to be Machik himself. But Chashab, Baal Devar Mazik, and the owner of the beast is considered the Mazik, Avagav Shazamach Be'etr, even though he put it by the boundary permissibly. Because ultimately, it's a little bit inappropriate by putting it there, because he knows the other one's going to also put his stuff over there. Now, but Rabban Nami have a Maidulai, Hach Svarad. Rabban also agreed to him with this logic. He have a Savri, if they would hold the Devar Mazikul Chartel, if the bees are damaging the mustard plant. The Sri Lam, but they hold the Dvarim Lamazgul Chardel that the bees are not damaging the mustard plant. Lekach Marchik Bal Chardel, and therefore the owner of the mustard plant has to distance himself. And like this conclusion, Yesh Lafar Shchitz Hasugi Livrei Maksha. That's how he explained the beginning. So according to the questioner, the part that he asked, that the first questioner, like we said, and if you hold that you can't be Samech, how do you have this? Because the Vishlam, you could understand E Samech if you let it do it by the boundary. That's what they're pleading. That's what disagreeing with Maskinan. Hashtag like we come out now, meaning and not the way Rashi explains Sheikh Alku that Bezeh has on the Bach, that they should disagree in this. Rabban have the Devarim come a Yerik, that the coin Rabban and the bees are like vegetables. Kibin Shinismucha Beheta, since you put out the boundary permissibly, Avagav Shakam He Mazik in Lechardel, even though they also damage the domesticity because your one is going to come. Rabbi Yesi Matulis Mechachardel, Rabbi Yesi says you're allowed to put the mustard seed there, Mnesha Baal Hadvarm also Ketash like Eigen, that he did a little bit inappropriately. So Tais explaining that the first questioner was asking that according to Abai, the Machlikas is the Chum hold that only the Bar Chadl is being Mazay Devarim, therefore only he has Mach. According to Yesi, they're both damaging each other, and therefore you're not Machayev the Bala Chadl Machikim, because also the Bala Devarim is Mazay. And even though the Bala Devarim was Semich Tvilo and permitted from their Semich, but the Maisi did a little bit inappropriately. Not like the way Rashi explained. According to everyone, also the Varma Mazik and the Machlekes of the Korn Chum, you have to consider that the bees are like the Nizik because they went and they were Semech Tchila and Pehet. And according to Bisi, since the Baal Dvarim did a little bit Shleik Hagen, so they're not Mechayev the Baal Chardol to be Marchik. Next, Tais Maschel, to begin with the words of the Gemara, which he says over here, Le'el, that it belongs earlier, that Besubri Bisi Alamazik Bechulu, that really does Bisi hold that it's on the Mazik to be himself, which Lekamon, the Gemara later on, Al Makaima on his place, Havalei like Shuri really should have asked it where it belongs later on, the Sugya of Chardl, on the Chafim and Aleph. El Mashom, it's only because the Itzrich Le Lefarah Shacha, it's because the Gemara had to explain this, Rabbi Yisr holds Al Mazik, Larach Yitzatzmai, that the he holds that the Mazik has to distance himself. Says, Kul, Kul, Mil Sacha, so never the Gemara gets through the whole conversation over here. And Ublekech, the Hacha, when the Gemara answers over here, we're talking about with a buyer. You cannot explain the way Rabbi Chanan explains. The Pirshut explains, but Adam Shalakech Mishra, by a person that bought the flagpole, but turned in Lakeach, and we have something that's damaging, for example, the flagpole that's by the buyer. And we make a claim for him that the guy who sold him bought it from someone that gave him permission to do that. No, then we can't, if that's the case, Lama Yarchik am Mishra. So then why does he have to distance the flagpole? Because Yobisham Yerik, when the guy brings the vegetables, Kimon Shatoyin Nanoi, but since he's claiming for him, Shahamoicher Kono Smicha Zu, that the seller bought the rights of doing it nearby. Rather, when we say this case of Lekeach, you have to explain Kimon Shapirish Bakuntras, like the way Rashi explains, Oikri Bamardcha, or like the way the Rivam explains. Kach Pirish Rikala Sugya, that's how the Ri explains this whole Sugya, Lefeshitas Rashi, according to Shitas Rashi. But says Taisis the Kachaloi, but it was difficult to the Ri. Ma Hotzrich Lachalik B'Doichik. Why was it necessary to differentiate in pushing this? Meaning on this point that we're saying in Lekeach the Elon, whether when one buys a tree, or Lekeach the Mishra, or when one buys the flagpole, why would you make such a difference? Why would it be that by other hachakers the mazik has to mark himself even when they say beheter, but by Elon, which is a hefsek gadol, to cut it down, he doesn't have to be marking himself. Wait, moreover, the lama himten levi mishnah zu. Why did the Gemara delay of bringing this mishnah, the mishnah v'yerek of the flagpole and the vegetable b'achreina at the end? Which Hamukdam Mishnah Seinu, which is actually earlier in our Mishnah. But moreover, the Gittonim B'tei Sefer in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yisi Mat B'chardlo. Rabbi Yisi permits, this difficulty is asking on the way Rashi explains the Machlekes, when the one who planted the mustard seed who did it first, the Braisa sounds like that the Machlekes actually is. When it says Yisi's mat b'chardel, Shoyim alay, he tells him kederch shesisa b'teich shaloch, just like you did by yours, kach neiza b'teich shali. So do I do? I did by mine. Well, now, mashma, that wording sounds like the bal devarim samach tchila, that actually the one with the bees that he actually did first. So therefore, mefarsh beinu tam rabbeinu chananel, they actually explained the hacha girsinu, that actually the gir says elam rabbeinu. Rather, Ravina says that Kesav Rabban hold Alamazik l'harchez atzmai. That's on the Mazik to distance himself. Ashtahadu bei, And now the Gemara is retracted because Shnuri Dil El from all the answers that it gave previously, explaining Rabba, that made it forbidden all the mazikim to be semich even when the victim wasn't there yet. The Vadai Bekulu Maidu Rabba, no, for sure, Rabba agrees by all them, the Chileka Kaisla Yerek, the Samech, that if there is no wall or vetchbas nearby, that you're allowed to be semich. And we're retracting from all those answers, and therefore allowed to be semich the Ilan when there's no bar in the Mishnah, when there's no Yerek. And Mishum the Kesavri Rabban, because Rabban hold the Davka LaMazik LaHachazasma, specifically the Mazik has to distance himself, the hanging that is, Ki Ik Davai Nezik, when there's a victim. If it's like a Davai Nezik, when there's no victim, Lemik HaSemich Mazik, then the one who's doing it, everybody's not called a Mazik. But also Rabban Lismaich, and Rabban did not say it's forbidden to be Semich, but Rabban, even called Rabban El Davka Bar, that was specifically by a Bar. Why? Mishum Taimah, because the reasoning is, the Chamorah Mora, the Kamoch is Marpos Laroi. Every bank that he's doing is softening the other guy's ground. Loch Chashav Asemich Mazik. The one that's doing it there, but considered Mazik. I feel like a bar, even when there is no bar over there. Now, if you give the Rabban Nami Samech. Now, since it comes out even according to Rabban, you could do it nearby. So Shab Lektayu. It's not make sense to Machlekes because Bishul El, like we had previously explained in Divrei Maskil V'E, that since regarding other Achakas, Rabbi agrees that it's permitted for the Mazik to be Samech when there's no Divrei Nezik. So this is what we explained previously. We explained according to Abaye, that's talking about that the Baal Dvarim was Semich Tchila, and they both held that the Dvarim Amazik the Chardul. And the Chum held that the Baal Chardul, that Tich Legedin, that was Semich Dvarim, he has to be Marchik, and the Baal Dvarim that was Semich first, and since it did Gedin, doesn't have to be Marchik. But he said that no, cannot be Mechav the Baal Chardul to be Marchik, because also the Baal Dvarim did a little bit Shleik Hagen, that he was Semich to the Chatz Chaber, and through that, holding back the Baal Chardul from putting on this Chardul. And this is Kedibir Shalak, we previously explained over there, Aliba Dabai according to Abai. Kachadir Bey, and that's why the Gemara retracted Balimuki, and the Gemara didn't just answer simply Balikeach, they were talking about by a Lokeach, Okagan Shasamach Baldurim Tchila, and for example, where the Baldurim went and did it near the boundary first. So what? So Tais is basically asking, why didn't the Gemara answer? We're talking about where the Baldram was Samech Tchila and Balikeach. And they were like, I'm hold that it's on the Balachar to be Machik. So Tais says, no, Mishum, then can that be the case? Lo Yimat Reb Yesi, Lismech LeBalachar to, Reb Yesi would not permit the Balachar to do it near the boundary. Given the Balad Vayim, lost a Kalash, like Oigen, because the Baldram didn't do anything wrong at all. But Davka B'des Samech, B'loy Lekech, specifically when he did it nearby, without being a buyer, so as a like a hagen baldvarim that the owner of the bees did a little bit inappropriately because really he's allowed to, but still considered like hagen. That's much rabbi shlubarachar the lismaich that rabbi shlubarachar permitted for the balachar to do it nearby. Rabbi shlubarachar, like we explained in that taisa the maskel ve'i. So taisa lefisa also shapen. Now according to this, it makes sense. L'maskana zu that according to this conclusion, then start lechalik ben lekech ha'il and lekech mishra. They don't have to differentiate between. Someone who to do nearby, if someone is regarding a tree in the pit or all these other achakas. The truth is that all the achakas don't have to be mechav the mazik when he's doing it, when he has the heter of a lekeach to distance. And alachim to nami, and that's also, as answers the question, that why they waited, k'dei lehevi masnitin de mishra. To bring this Mishnah of Mishra, even though it was from the first cases, because it was from this that we had to retract from all the answers that we had previously given. And so therefore we said it all the way at the end, because this is ultimately what makes us retract. And also Nami Shapa also makes sense, the Mairi, there's too much as Samach Nami Baldvarim Tchila, that, like we say, Kamishamach with the Sefta. That sounds like Machlekes Chacham and Reb Yesi is where the Baal Dvarim was Semich Tchila. That's exactly like we're saying. And therefore, they brought first the other Mishnah, the later Mishnah is first, with those you could answer as Zigmar originally thought in the opinion of Rabbah.